From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is a newsline. First, the headlines. Indonesia hopes Brazil to express the interest of the Global South at the G20 summit. Indonesia and Netherlands will expedite energy transition. Now the news in details, read by Ahmad Faisal. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi has said that Indonesia and Brazil are both developing economic countries and members of the G20. Therefore, they can contribute to deliver the interests of the Global South at the G20 summit to be held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil in 2024. This was said by Minister Retno in a bilateral meeting with the Brazilian Foreign Minister in Jakarta on Monday. She has also conveyed for Indonesia, Brazil is the largest trade partner and investor in Latin America.
Indonesia and Brazil are two big emerging economies from the Global South and member of the G20. Collaboration between our two countries will contribute a lot in this very uncertain world to shape international agenda and to bring the voices and the interests of the Global South. Brazil is Indonesia's largest trading partner and the largest Latin American investors in Indonesia.
Meanwhile, Brazilian Foreign Minister Mauro Vieira agreed that the countries of the Global South must work more closely to the voice and bring the interests of developing countries into the international agenda. He further said Brazil has set three priorities for the G20 presidency by 2024, namely increasing social inclusion, reducing hunger and inequality, promoting sustainable development and reforming global governance institutions.
In this sense, Brazil has set three priorities for our G20 presidency next year: social inclusion and the fight against hunger and inequality, sustainable development, and the reform of global governance institutions.
Global South is a term used to refer to developing and least developing countries located in the regions of Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Oceania. Then during the meeting, Retno and Vieira also discussed efforts to increase economic and trade cooperation of both countries. Indonesia has said it is optimistic that bilateral cooperation with the Netherlands would expedite the archipelagic nation's energy transition to increase energy resilience and combat climate change. This was said by Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif at the Renewable Energy and Climate Summit Indonesia-Netherlands on Monday. Tasrif made the remarks in view of climate change, which is causing extreme weather throughout the world, and natural disasters are also becoming more frequent and coastal areas are experiencing land subsidence due to rising sea levels. Indonesia is considering hosting the Interest Governance Forum, or IGF, in 2025, over a decade after it successfully held the forum in Bali. As reported by Antara, Deputy Minister of Communication and Informatics Nezar Patria informed that Indonesia's proposal to host the IGF in 2025 is based on its success at holding the forum, especially in terms of experience and knowledge. He made the statement during a bilateral meeting with the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs Under Secretary General for Economic and Social Affairs Lee Junhua at the IGF 2023 in Kyoto, Japan on Monday. At the meeting, Patria emphasized that it is important to involve several stakeholders, ranging from the government, academics, practitioners, and civil society in the forum. The Indonesian government will import an additional 1.5 million tons of rice to bolster domestic stocks. This was conveyed by Acting Agriculture Minister Arief Prasetyo Adi in Jakarta on Monday. He has said that the government will import rice from Vietnam and Thailand. Adi emphasized the government should not heavily rely on foreign supply. Let's turn to the international news. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman discussed with Jordan's King Abdullah II and Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in phone calls the military escalation in Gaza and its surroundings and the worsening situation threatening the lives of civilians and the security and stability of the region. The Saudi press agency said on Monday that it was agreed during the calls on the need to intensify international and regional efforts to stop the escalation in Gaza and its surroundings and prevent its expansion in the region. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Monday for an immediate end to attacks on Israel and the release of all hostages. He also warned Israel's army to carry out their operations in accordance with international law. As reported by VOAnews.com, he recognized the legitimate grievances of the Palestinian people, but nothing can justify these acts of terror and the killing, maiming, and abduction of civilians. Guterres told reporters at the UN headquarters following an emergency meeting of senior UN officials. Eurocharm, Vietnam's quarterly business confidence index, or BCI, has nudged up to 45.1 in the third quarter of 2023 from 43.5 in the previous quarter. While still below the 50-point threshold for four straight quarters, this small rise indicates emerging positive momentum. As reported by VOVworld.vn, according to the Eurocharm report, business sentiment appears to be in flux. Between Q2 and Q3, there was a 3% drop in pessimism regarding the current situation, while the positive perspective increased 6% and the neutral perspective increased 4%. Eurocharm said Vietnam's global investment appeal remained strong, and a notable 63% of survey businesses put Vietnam in their top 10 FDI destination. Well, listener, that's a newsline read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sila, aku nak mendukung. Here is today's commentary on Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno targets 14 million foreign tourist visits by 2024. I'm Dalat Pane. The tourism sector is one of the pillars of the Indonesian economy and is a major foreign exchange contributor. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, in its 2022 Tourism Trends and Policies Report, stated that in 2019, the tourism sector contributed 5.0% of Indonesia's gross domestic income, GDP. However, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 resulted in a decline in tourism's contribution to GDP by 56%, namely to only 2.2% of the total economy. Post-pandemic, Indonesian tourism continues to improve the quality of tourism destination comfort and transportation access so that domestic and foreign tourist visits increase. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy targets the number of foreign tourists visiting Indonesia to reach 14 million in 2024, from the previous 8.5 million visits in 2023. This was conveyed by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, in the weekly brief with Sandi Uno in Jakarta on Monday. Minister Uno hopes that this target can be supported by additional direct flights and the recovery of tourism in Indonesia as a whole. He also said that his side would focus on Australia and India as potential countries to bring in large number of tourists. In addition, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is also targeting other countries such as China, Malaysia, and Singapore. These countries are indeed the main targets for foreign tourists visiting Indonesia, considering the number of visits to Indonesia. According to data from the Central Statistics Agency, which was released on August 1, 2023, the visits to Indonesia in June 2023 were dominated by foreign tourists coming from Singapore at 16.41%, Malaysia 15.88%, and Australia 12.87%. Meanwhile, according to Minister Sandiaga Uno's statement in August 2023, the number of tourists from India has overtaken China. It is recorded that India is in fourth position with the highest number of tourists to Indonesia, namely 6.48%. China is in the fifth position with a contribution of 5.88%. It is known that the realization of foreign tourist visits for the January to August 2023 period reached 7.44 million visits, or has exceeded the target set at the beginning of the year, namely 7.4 million. In the middle of the year, the government revised the target for foreign tourist arrivals to 8.5 million visits, 1.1 million visits higher compared to the target of 7.4 million set at the beginning of the year. The target for foreign visits continues to be revised and increased, considering the number of foreign tourist visits continues to increase. Of course, this is good news for the tourism sector and the Indonesian economy. However, this is also a tough task because it needs improved quality of services in various tourism sectors, increased of the number of annual events, and improvement of the quality of tourism for human resources in related sectors. There are still several months left for the Indonesian tourism sector to reach the target of foreign tourist arrivals in 2023. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here's today in history, and we will begin with the earthquake incident that rocked El Salvador. On October 10, 1986, a 5.7 magnitude earthquake rocked El Salvador and caused extensive damage to the capital city of San Salvador. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake that occurred at 11:49 local time was one of the deadliest earthquakes in history. At least 1,000 people died, 10,000 people were injured, and 200,000 others lost their homes as a result of the earthquake. Moving on to the celebration of the World Mental Health Day. World Mental Health Day is celebrated every the 10th of October. This day was established by the World Federation for Mental Health in 1992. Its goal is to advocate and educate the public regarding mental health as a whole. Moreover, World Mental Health Day also aims to increase awareness and sensitivity to various aspects of mental health. We end today in history with the Minamata Convention on October 10, 2013. On October 10, 2013, the Minamata Convention on Mercury was signed in Kumamoto, Japan. The Minamata Convention is an international treaty designed to protect human health and the environment from anthropogenic emissions and releases of mercury and mercury compounds. Mercury and mercury compounds have been known to have harmful effects on humans and other organisms. A common public health crisis caused by mercury poisoning, named by Minamata disease. To this day, 128 countries have signed the convention. And that's today in history.
Rasakan lagi sejuk di pelukmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy strengthens Asia-Pacific market through Pata Travel Mart New Delhi. Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, in collaboration with the Indonesian Embassy in New Delhi, participated in the Pata Travel Mart, which is part of Pata Travel Mart India in New Delhi, from October the 4th until 6th. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Salahuddin Uno explained that Indonesia's participation in Pata Travel Mart New Delhi aims to strengthen Indonesia as the main destination for tourists from India and Asia-Pacific countries in general. Quoting the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy's press release on October the 6th, the minister said participation in tourism exchanges such as Pata Travel Mart is expected to be a stimulus to accelerate foreign tourist visits to Indonesia. Pata Travel Mart, initiated by the Pacific Asia Travel Association, or PATA, is an Asia-Pacific tourism exhibition that brings together sellers and clients, or business to business. Previously, Indonesia also participated in similar activities in several Indian states, namely Hyderabad, Mumbai, and Ahmedabad in September 2023. The countries in Asia-Pacific are one of the largest markets contributing to foreign tourist visit to Indonesia. As of August 2023, foreign tourist visits from the Asia-Pacific region have reached over 5,300,000 people, or around 66.3%, optimistic target of foreign tourists in 2023, that is 8.5 million visits. Meanwhile, Deputy for Marketing at the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nimade Ayu Martini, said that this year's Pata Travel Mart in New Delhi was very special because it was held offline after being held online 3 years ago due to the COVID-19 pandemic. During the implementation of Pata Travel Mart 2023, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy collaborated with the Indonesia Inbound Tour Operators Association in selecting participants. The association member companies, which are travel agents from Indonesia, occupied the Wonderful Indonesia booth to offer tour packages to Indonesian destinations, including 5 super priority destinations. Nimade Ayu Martini also said, this year is the right moment to once again show the existence of Indonesian tourism in the Asia-Pacific region. She added that the event was a business-to-business or B2B tourism exchange, which was crucial for promoting the Indonesian tourism market. Nimade Ayu Martini hopes that the participants can get maximum result by establishing contact and business contracts with sellers from all over the world. That was My Indonesia Today.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, tak dapat disentuh walau kau bisa menyentuhnya. Tak dapat dirasa walau seluruh ragamu di sana. Dapat kau menjaganya tanpa harus mengurungnya.
Bayangkan sebagai yang tak kasat mata.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata. Abu yang berterbangan tak dapat melukaimu. Panasnya surya bahkan membuatmu terbuai dan berlagu. Dan kau dapat menyusupi rongga jiwa yang kosong. Yang telah manusia. Nafas hidup manusia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introduces you to a traditional food from Banyuwangi, East Java, Indonesia. Banyuwangi, East Java has a variety of delicious local culinary delights. One of them is nasi tempong, or also known as sego tempong. Nasi tempong menu consists of rice, boiled vegetables, and various side dishes. The boiled vegetables include spinach, kenikir, genjer, cabbage, long beans, mustard greens, lettuce, cassava leaves, and basil leaves. The choice of side dishes can be chicken, empal, offal, fried tempe bean cake, fried tofu, various seafood, and eggs. Rice with a variety of boiled vegetables and side dishes is enjoyed with raw chili sauce. The specialty of this local culinary dish is its unique chili sauce because it is specially formulated and uses special ingredients, namely ranti tomatoes. Ranti tomato is a type of tomato that has a bumpy surface with more seeds than normal tomato. When this tomato is used, the tomato seeds are usually cleaned. Only the skin and flesh are used. The skin and flesh of ranti tomato are then mashed with cayenne pepper, salt, sugar, and shrimp paste. Then add lime juice. This raw chili sauce tastes very spicy. The spicy taste is immediately felt when the chili sauce hits the tongue. The fresh taste of ranti chilies and tomatoes are also felt. Because it is so spicy, people who enjoy this chili sauce with rice, vegetables, and side dishes feel like they have been slapped. For this reason, the name of this local culinary dish is nasi tempong. In the language of Osing tribe, a native tribe of Banyuwangi, tempong means slap. Listener, initially sego tempong was a provision brought by the people of Banyuwangi to the rice fields. Nasi tempong is also often served as a culinary dish at recitation and Thanksgiving events. Finding this food is not difficult because almost all food stalls in Banyuwangi provide sego tempong. This culinary delight is held from morning to evening. The price is around 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per portion. However, if there are other additional side dishes such as tofu, tempeh, fried catfish, chicken, duck, squid, fish, and others, there will be additional prices starting from 5,000 rupiah to 45,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Ngarai Siano or Siano Ravine. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Jangan Berfoto. Jangan Berfoto, which means don't take pictures. This conversation takes place between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sorta Uli, a friend of Chris, vlog community in the Sianok Ravine area, Agam Regency, West Sumatra Province. Chris responds to the warning from Sorta Uli. Let's listen to their conversation.
Hati-hati, Chris. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang.
Oh, baik. Aku penasaran ingin melihat dasar ngarai.
Nanti kita akan turun ke sana.
After we listen to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material, Jangan Berfoto, Jangan Berfoto, which means don't take pictures. I will say the words slowly twice each, and you can repeat after me. Hati-hati, hati-hati, which means be careful or watch out. Jangan, jangan, which means don't. Berfoto, berfoto, which means taking pictures. Dipinggir, dipinggir, which means on the edge. Jurang, jurang, which means ravine. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang, which means don't take pictures on the edge of the ravine. Penasaran, penasaran, which means curious. Melihat, melihat, which means to see or seeing. Dasar ngarai, which means the bottom of the ravine. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang, which means don't take pictures on the edge of a ravine. In that sentence, there is the word jangan, jangan, which means don't. It indicates a warning or prohibition. A statement indicating prohibition can be responded to by obeying or rejecting it. In response to complying with the prohibition, you can use the word baik, baik, which means all right. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of warning or prohibiting and responding to it in a conversation. Petugas, jangan memberi makan monyet di daerah ini. Jangan memberi makan monyet di daerah ini, which means, officer, don't feed the monkeys in this area. Chris, baik, terima kasih Bapak sudah mengingatkan. Baik, terima kasih Bapak sudah mengingatkan, which means, Chris, okay, thank you sir for reminding. Sorta Uli, jangan bersandar di pagar. Jangan bersandar di pagar, which means, Sorta Uli, don't lean on the fence. Chris, ah tidak apa-apa, pagarnya kuat. Ah tidak apa-apa, pagarnya kuat, which means, Chris, ah, it's okay, the fence is strong. The name Ngarai Siano is said to have come from the word ngarai, which means valley or ravine, Anciano, which comes from the word si and ano, which means the quiet one. The meaning of Ngarai Sianok implies a calm, beautiful, and soothing ravine. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Hati-hati, Chris. Jangan berfoto di pinggir jurang.
Oh, baik. Aku penasaran ingin melihat dasar Ngarai.
Nanti kita akan turun ke sana.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia today with a conversation entitled Jangan Berfoto. Jangan Berfoto, which means don't take pictures. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to get to know Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian better. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again. Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Bujang by Andy Laksmana. The song Bujang was composed by Abdul Hamid. In Malay language, Bujang means a woman or man who is not married yet. The lyrics of the song tells about how young men and women should work hard, not give up easily. If you become successful and rich, don't be arrogant and continue to try to maintain your dignity. Well, listener, here is Malay song entitled Bujang by Ani Laksmana. Enjoy!
Harga